If you added up all the infrastructure work that we need in this city, and you drive on the streets every day, you walk on the sidewalks, you see what happens in the winter when we have storms, you've gone to the restrooms in our parks, I think you know the need is out there. If you added it all up, it would come to nearly $1 billion after you subtract state and federal money that we're currently getting for those items. So the net need would be almost $1 billion. We looked at that and said, you know, we could not fund $1 billion. We don't have the resources to do that. So we looked at what's happening to our city. I have had, since I've been mayor, 3 study sessions with reports on infrastructure. They've been coming for about 10 years, I believe. And every time they come up, they say this is getting more expensive and getting worse. And if we don't deal with it, it may outstrip our capacity to fix it. Well, it's time to fix it. I was elected to solve problems. I said I was going to solve, and I tried to make good on everything I said, from public safety to vocational education to the Port of Long Beach. I also said I was going to try to fix the infrastructure in this city, because we can't attract business, we can't build wealth, we can't get the kind of businesses we want here, and we can't have the kind of safety and convenience and comfort we want and appearance without fixing it. So how do you do that? In the confines of the budget I just described, how do you do it? There is no prospect of getting the general fund to pay for this work. It would take, to fix the items, and we've scaled back the $1 billion to $571 million. To fix that on an ongoing basis over the next 10 years would take $58 million. There is not $58 million in this budget. And there's no prospect of getting it. Now, the loyal opposition is here tonight with Kathy Ryan and Mr. Stout. In fact, I picked Kathy to write the ballot argument against Proposition I, which is on the ballot. And they will tell you all kinds of things, that you can get that money. You can get that money by cutting pensions, cutting salaries, doing what you have to do. Just be aware, to get the $58 million, you'd have to cut nearly salaries and benefits in the city of Long Beach for every employee, nearly 20%. Now, if you think that we can still have these men in blue back here, and if you think we can still have firefighters, if you think we can still attract engineers with that kind of cut, then I'd like to talk to you afterward and tell me how to do it. Of the 480 cities in California, no one's done it. It's not feasible. It's not possible. But when you take out one element and you center in on one problem or one issue, it looks like you can solve it. I've been in the private sector. I've been in the public sector. This can't be solved that way. So I'm asking you to help solve it. I'm asking you to tax yourselves $120 a year on residential property, a similar amount on commercial property, to a fund that is totally dedicated by law to only be used for infrastructure in the projects and the categories that are outlined in that sheet that's been handed out. It will be used for nothing else. No future mayor, no future council can change that. Every property in the city will pay their fair share. It's based on the same kind of formula. Commercial property, recreational property, industrial property will all pay. And it will fix our city. It will replace, we'll be able to quadruple our street work from 12 miles a year to 48 miles a year. We'll be able to put every remaining storm drain, all 3,000 of them, with debris diverters and bacterial traps to improve our water quality. It'll fix our fire stations, which haven't been touched in many cases for 60 years. It'll fix our bathroom, our recreational centers and bathrooms in the park. It will be able to make this city function well and appear better. And as I said, it will attract business here. I believe it will more than make up for the payment that you're making in your increase in property value. If you repave an alley, or if you pave an alley behind an apartment building, that building is now worth more money. If we fix our streets, it's easy to attract people to come here to want to buy property in Long Beach. This is a good thing for the city, and I don't see any other way this can be done. Believe me, if there were an easy way to do this, I would pick it. This is running an election in November is not something I would do with any kind of glee. It's hard work, it's time consuming, it's exhausting, and I've got to ask you for funds to tax yourself. But I'm asking you to do that because I don't see any other way this city is going to be able to fix itself. And if we don't, what's the alternative? Do nothing? By the way, I might tell you the opposition doesn't give you a plan. They just say cut. If we do nothing, what happens? The streets that we have now, 53% of them are in the fair to poor category. If they now start falling more and more into the very poor category, you go from fixing them to replacing them. When you have to rebuild them, it's 20 times more expensive. So this problem is only going to get worse, and it's going to get worse from two ways. Not just general inflation, which we all know is likely to be here almost every year, but also because as these structures and streets decay and they go from the fair to poor category to very poor, they wind up costing, in many cases, 20 times more. It could get to a point where it outstrips our capability to fix this at all. So this is on the ballot in November. It's Proposition I. It requires a two-thirds vote, and the reason it requires a two-thirds vote is it's fully dedicated to the purposes that are outlined both in the ordinance and in the report that accompanies the ordinance. There's a citizens committee that's going to advise the council and the mayor on priorities so that we get good advice from the neighborhoods about what things you want done first. But work, if this will pass, work will start in January. The bill for this does not arrive until December 09. That's when the first parcel tax would actually hit any tax bill that you'd have to pay. But we will be able to start in January, particularly on the street work, to get this done. So I urge you to support this. I urge you to carefully consider it. I want you to think about the kind of city you want us to be. I want you to think about the kind of businesses you want here. Everybody always talks about how we don't have adequate retail in Long Beach. Well, one of the reasons is that we have not fixed ourselves. This problem is not unique to this city. Many other cities have this same problem. But we have to take this into our own hands, and we have to solve this problem ourselves. It's a 10-year program. The special tax sunsets when the bonds are paid off, so it doesn't continue past on infinitum. It stops when the bonds are paid off, and it is totally dedicated to the projects that are outlined. So I hope you give it careful thought. I hope you are willing to support it. I can't do this. Pat can't do this without your help. We need your help. And quite frankly, the city needs your help. And I will add one other thing. Many of the things that we enjoy every day, many of the kinds of economic prosperity that we've all enjoyed to one degree or another, came from the people that, after the generation after World War II, that built things. They built the infrastructure you're using, the bridges, the roads, the public buildings, the water projects. We're not doing that today. That is the greatest generation for a lot of reasons. For no other reason than they thought beyond just their immediate circumstance and themselves. And I ask you to do the same thing. I ask you to look beyond yourself and your immediate needs and what might hurt you a little bit for a much greater good, to build a city that we would love to live in, a city we'll be proud of, a city that will be far better off and will actually be much wealthier in the future if we do this. So help us do that. I want to thank you for your attention. I'd like to turn it over to Mr. West for any subsequent comments.